New Jersey is often lauded as a national model for arts education. It's the first state to guarantee access in every public school. WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky has more.
Today, nearly 80% of students statewide take arts classes, the result of years of advocacy. But funding pressures are making it harder for districts to hold on to those gains. This is Arts Ed New Jersey Executive Director Wendy Lisco.
I feel a sense of urgency because I know, like, when somebody's, you know, looking at the numbers and their budgets and they say, oh, you know, let's cut the music program. They do that, right, with a 5-minute, you know, review of their paper budget. And it takes 10 years to get that program back.
That's something Craig Vaughn, superintendent of the Springfield Township School District in Burlington County, sees firsthand.
The district has certainly taken it on the chin with the loss of state aid. That's caused some cuts in other areas, but my board's been supportive of making sure that we keep teachers in place that teach art and music.
Advocates warn that about 42,000 students still lack access. Carmen Russell Sluchansky, WHYY News.